I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. And today, we want to talk about sharing the reset. You know, I was at an airport the other day, and there was a person at TSA checking me in, and when you're in a TSA line, you don't have much time to talk to a person, right? But for some reason, I guess it's because of what I do for a living. This is ever in the front of my mind that I want to talk about the Lord if an opportunity presents itself. And we just, faith came up. I think she had a Jesus t-shirt on. And I told this person about the 3-minute reset. I mean, if I meet someone who isn't even that into their faith, this is the first thing I share, because this is meant to be something that can encourage you if you're really deep in your faith, but also can help reach you with some relevant inspiration, even if you're not. So guys, if you're listening to this every day, we're so honored. We love you. We're so grateful to be able to inspire you through the 3-minute reset. But I want to challenge you. This isn't just for you. This is something that's a tool put in your hands to share your faith with others. That's why I made it. That's why Pat's making it.
Yeah, and there's no self-interest in this at all. We just know that people come up to me too in different places, and they go, the 3-minute reset, I'm really listening to it. I really love it, which always surprises us because we never get to meet them.
Yeah.
I just think, if everybody here thought about it, I bet they'd know at least one other person that would find this helpful. I was at dinner the other night with a guy, and he goes, I used to look at the news every day, and I used to look at politics, and I'd wake up bummed out, but I listen to this now, and it starts my day in a different way. So maybe that's a gift, a free gift that you could easily share with somebody and just say, hey, check this out. I like it. And that might be a great way to, I mean, that is evangelization.
It is. We don't have to overcomplicate this, right? It's little tools like this that make it so much easier for you to evangelize and to share your faith. So here's the very specific challenge. You know, as soon as we're done talking, think about that one person. Who is God telling you to share this with today? And maybe it's a person you barely know. Maybe it's a person you've seen repeatedly in a TSA line. Or maybe it's a person who's, waiting at your table, who shows some small openness to faith. Or maybe they don't. Maybe there's some you know in the business world, and this has helpful business advice. Step out in faith and just say, hey, I want to share this podcast with you. It's awesome. It really helps uplift me every day.
Yeah. And the good news about this, they're probably not going to yell at you. They're probably not going to. The worst thing they're going to do is go, thanks, and not do that. But if you send them a link and they can click on it and listen to a few, you never know how their life might change. None of us do, because it's not us doing it. It's not me. It's not Chris. It's not you. It's God and the Holy Spirit working in ways that we can't imagine. So let's pray. God, help us to think about that person. Put that person in our mind and help us to reach out to them and let you do the work from there. We praise you, Lord. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.